Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting second. The second baseman, Snuffy Sternweiss. Batting third. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Don Lenhart. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Wood. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tom Upton. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Hank Arft. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garber. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ned Garber. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting second. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Filley. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike McCormick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill White. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill White. And now, play ball. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton misplays the ball. That's an error on Upton. Dave Filley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Filley takes first base on ball four. Baker moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Baker moves to third. Filley moves to second. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Upton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. White moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arf scoops it up and throws to first, with Garver covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft strikes out. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Philly hits a pop-up towards third. Lenhart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lenhart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Sternweiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 1 in the game. McCormick hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Massey hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards short. Upton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0 for 1 in the game. Kokos hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cocos moves to second. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0 for 1 in the game. Upton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to second for the out. Cocos moves to third. One out. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 0 for 1 in the game. Arft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cocos scores. Upton moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 1 in the game. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. Upton moves to third. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Garver. Baker moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Coleman. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Baker scores. It's Browns, 1, White Sox, 1. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 2 in the game. Zerniel hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1. White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0 for 2 in the game. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Len Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Sternweiss takes first base on ball 4. Bill Summers pinch runs for Snuffy Sternweiss. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Summers moves to second. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 2 in the game. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Summers moves to third. Two outs. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cocos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox misplays the ball. That's an error on Fox. Summers scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Summers now playing second base. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lenhart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Summers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 0-for-2 in the game. Upton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Arft strikes out. One out. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-2 in the game. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Philly bunts between the mound and first base. Garver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Philly for the out. Baker moves to second. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Zerniel takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Baker moves to third. Zerniel moves to second. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 0-for-3 in the game. McCormick hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. One out. Bill Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lawler takes first base on ball four. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 3 in the game. Lenhart hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Massey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White bunts towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. Massey moves to second. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arf scoops it up and throws to first, with Garver covering, for the out. Massey moves to third. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cocos hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly who is chasing the ball. Cocos reaches third base with a triple. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers pinch hits for Tom Upton. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers takes first base on ball four. Les Moss pinch hits for Hank Arft. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a fly ball into center field. McCormick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cocos scores. Two outs. It's Browns, 3, White Sox, 3. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 3 in the game. Garver hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy DeMars now playing shortstop. Owen Friend now playing third base. Don Lenhart now playing first base. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Philly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Philly moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Coleman. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Philly scores. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.